Macmillan Australia Audio and Belinda present this unabridged recording of Prima Facie, written by Susie Miller and read by Geraldine Hakewell. Thoroughbreds, every single one. Primed for the race, every muscle pumped, groomed in expensive, understated, designer grey or navy suits, classic white shirts, black robes. All these top legal women have a sort of swagger, an ironic way of owning the space, a satchel flung from one shoulder to the opposite hip, nude or red lipstick, not too much mascara, cool earrings and designer boots, or cheeky heels bought on a trip overseas. I study them all, have done so for years. Copy them. I'm a good mimic. Eventually, I become better at being a barrister than the ones born to it. The top women do law differently to the men, subtly different, and it takes a while for me to compute the various ways they own the space. All the little details are secret code for, we're here, but we're doing it our way, not like the crusty old male barristers of the past. And these details accumulate the more confident you become, the more you own your space in court. Barrister bags in pink or blue are placed around the court, like loyal dogs beside their owners. Blue for baby barristers of fewer than 20 years. The pink ones are a badge of honour given to a junior barrister by a KC who has singled them out for praise. I was granted a pink one, and I treasure it, but I use mine more ironically than anything else. Soft, thick white ropes of a certain length and texture act as handles, blazoned with hand-stitched initials in the only font permitted, and lined with court-approved ticking. A barrister bag was once a thing of pride, supposed to be used for carrying briefs and materials for court. They might have been useful centuries ago, but now really they're for show. Symbols of the elite, handed down from father to son to son. Sometimes a daughter received her father's bag, but those barristers, the women who grew up with law in the family, they don't have the same uncomfortable relationship with these things that I do. They don't love the law like I do either. They don't see it as a tool for power in the way I always have, don't hold it tight. Sure, they know it is powerful, but most slipped into the law as if settling into an old leather armchair and think of it more as a family business, not a desperate arena to fight for justice.